Chapter 5, The Three Departments of the Hierarchy. We have already dealt with the subject of the founding of the hierarchy upon earth, and we saw how it came to be, touching likewise upon certain crises which have occurred and which still affect events in the present time. In dealing with the work and aims of the personnel of the hierarchy, it will not be possible to state what those aims have been, nor to consider in detail who the active personalities have been during the past millennia of years since the hierarchy came into existence. Many great beings from planetary and solar sources, and once or twice from cosmic sources, have at times lent their aid and dwelt briefly upon our planet. By the energy which flowed through them, and by their profound wisdom and experience, they stimulated Earth's evolutions and brought the purposes of the planetary logos so much the nearer to completion. Then they passed on, and their places were taken by those among the members of the hierarchy who were willing to undergo a specific training and expansion of consciousness. In turn, these adepts and masters had their places filled by initiates, and thus constantly has there been opportunity for disciples and highly evolved men and women to pass into the ranks of the hierarchy, and thus constantly has there been a circulation of new life and blood and the coming in of those who belong to a particular period or age. Some of the great names during the later periods are known to history, such as Sri Sankaracharya, Vyasa, Muhammad, Jesus of Nazareth, and Krishna, down to those lesser initiates, Paul of Tarsus, Luther, and certain of the outstanding lights in European history. Always have these men and women been agents for the carrying out of race purpose, for the bringing about of group conditions, and for the furthering of the evolution of humanity. Sometimes they have appeared as beneficent forces, bringing peace and contentment with them. More often have they come as agents of destruction, breaking up the old forms of religion and of government in order that the life within the rapidly crystallizing form might be set free and build for itself a newer and a better vehicle. Much that is stated here is already well known and has already been given out in the different occult books. Yet in the wise and careful enunciation of collected facts and their correlation with that which may be new to some students, comes an eventual synthetic grasp of the great plan, and a wise uniform realization as to the work of that great group of liberated souls who, in utter self-abnegation, stand silently behind the world panorama. Through the power of their will, the strength of their meditations, the wisdom of their plans, and the scientific knowledge of energy which is theirs, they direct those force currents and control those form-building agencies which produce all that is seen and unseen, movable and immovable, in the sphere of creation within the three worlds. This, coupled to their vast experience, is what fits them to be the agents for the distribution of the energy of the planetary logos. As has already been stated, at the head of affairs, controlling each unit and directing all evolution, stands the King, the Lord of the world, Sanat Kumara, the youth of endless summers and the fountainhead of the will, showing forth as love, of the planetary logos. Cooperating with him as his advisers are three personalities called the Pratyeka Buddhas, or the Buddhas of Activity. These four are the embodiment of active, intelligent, loving will. They are the full flowering of the intelligence, having achieved in an earlier solar system that which man is now striving to perfect. In earlier cycles in this system, they began to demonstrate intelligent love, and from the standpoint of the average human being, they are perfect love and perfect intelligence, though from the standpoint of that expression, just as his predecessor, the Buddha, was the Lord of Wisdom. Through him flows the energy of the second aspect, reaching him direct from the heart center of the planetary logos via the heart of Sanat Kumara. He works by means of a meditation centered within the heart. He is the world teacher, the master of the masters, and the instructor of the angels, and to him is committed the guidance of the spiritual destinies of men and the development of the realization within each human being that he is a child of God and a son of the Most High. Just as the Manu is occupied with the providing of the type and forms through which consciousness can evolve and gather experience, thus making existence in its deepest sense possible, so the world teacher directs that indwelling consciousness in its life or spirit aspect, seeking to energize it within the form so that in due course of time that form can be discarded and the liberated spirit return whence it came. Ever since he left the earth, as related with approximate accuracy in the Bible story, though with much error in detail, has he stayed with the sons of men. Never has he really gone, but only in appearance, and in a physical body he can be found by those who know the way, dwelling in the Himalayas and working in close cooperation with his two great brothers, the Manu and the Mahachohan. Daily he pours out his blessing on the world, and daily he stands under the great pine in his garden at the sunset hour, with hands uplifted in blessing over all those who truly and earnestly seek to aspire. To him all seekers are known, and though they may remain unaware of him, the light which he pours forth stimulates their desire, fosters the spark of struggling life, and spurs on the aspirant until the momentous day dawns when they stand face to face with the one who, by being lifted up, occultly understood, is drawing all men unto himself as the initiator of the sacred mysteries. The work of the Lord of Civilization, the Mahachohan. Group 3 has as its head the Mahachohan. His rule over the group persists for a longer period than that of his two brothers, and he may hold office for the term of several root races. He is the sum total of the intelligence aspect. The present Mahachohan is not the original one who held the office at the founding of the hierarchy in Lemurian days. It was then held by one of the Kumaras, or Lords of the Flame, who came into incarnation with Sanat Kumara. But he took hold of his position during the second sub-race of the Atlantean root race. He had achieved adeptship on the moon chain, and it was through his instrumentality that a large number of the present more advanced human beings came into incarnation in the middle of the Atlantean root race. Karmic affiliation with him was one of the predisposing causes, thus making this eventuality possible. His work concerns itself with the fostering and strengthening of that relation between spirit and matter, life and form, the self and the not-self, which results in what we call civilization. He manipulates the forces of nature and is largely the emanating source of electrical energy as we know it. Being the reflection of the third or creative aspect, energy from the planetary logos flows to him from the throat center, and he it is who, in many ways, makes the work of his brothers possible. Their plans and desires are submitted to him, and through him pass the instructions to a large number of the Deva agents. Thus you will have will, love, and intelligence represented in these three great lords. You have the self, the not-self, and the relation between, synthesized in the unity of manifestation. You have racial government, religion, and civilization forming a coherent whole, and you have physical manifestation, the love or desire aspect, and the mind of the planetary logos working out into objectivity. The closest cooperation and unity exists between these three personalities, and every move and plan and event exists in their united foreknowledge. They are in daily touch with the Lord of the World at Shambhala, and the entire guidance of affairs rests in their hands and in those of the Manu of the fourth root race. The world teacher holds office in connection with both the fourth and fifth root races. Each of these departmental heads directs a number of subsidiary offices, and the department of the Mahachohan is divided into five divisions so as to take in the four lesser aspects of hierarchical rule. Under the Manu work the regents of the different world divisions, such as, for instance, the Master Jupiter, the oldest of the masters now working in physical bodies for humanity, who is the regent for India, and the Master Rakoczy, who is the regent for Europe and America. It must be remembered here that though the Master R, for instance, belongs to the seventh ray, and thus comes under the Department of Energy of the Mahachohan, yet in hierarchical work he may and does hold office temporarily under the Manu. These regents hold in their hands the reins of government for continents and nations, thus guiding, even if unknown, their destinies. They impress and inspire statesmen and rulers. They pour forth mental energy on governing groups, thus bringing about the desired results wherever cooperation and receptive intuition can be found amongst the thinkers. The world teacher presides over the destiny of the great religions through the medium of a group of masters and initiates who direct the activities of these different schools of thought. In illustration, the Master Jesus, the inspirer and director of the Christian churches everywhere, though an adept on the sixth ray under the department of the Maha Chohan, works at present under the Christ for the welfare of Christianity. Other masters hold similar posts in relation to the great Oriental faiths and the various Occidental schools of thought. In the department of the Maha Chohan, a large number of masters in fivefold division work in connection with the Deva evolution and with the intelligence aspect in man. Their divisions follow those of the four minor rays of attribute. 1. The ray of harmony or beauty. 2. The ray of concrete science or knowledge. 3. The ray of devotion or abstract idealism. 4. The ray of ceremonial law or magic. Just as the three departmental heads represent the three major rays of 1. Will or power. 2. Love or wisdom. 3. Active intelligence or adaptability. The four rays or attributes of mind, with the third ray of intelligence, as synthesized by the Maha Chohan, make up the sum total of the fifth principle of mind or manas. Page 48 contains a chart or diagram representing solar and planetary hierarchies. Page 49 gives the key to the diagram of solar and planetary hierarchies.